We have the minutes, right?
Yeah. So it was on December 10, 2020, and it was a Zoom call to finalize the budget. So Brent shared a screen with everyone, and we brought in $658,000 for the year. And in the bank, we currently had $301,000. And then about $100,000 will be spent on crack sealant by the end of the year. And then we'll carry over $250,000. And then Brent was supposed to submit the forms into the state. And then we reviewed the checks that were sent from the last meeting, which was for oil, the advertisement in the paper, equipment, tires, and a snowplow. And that was pretty much it for that.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Any all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Right. Go through these financials.
Okay, so what you got in front of you is what we spent from the first of the year till tonight. Oh, I didn't change that date. From an accrual standpoint, we've only brought in $9,400. But from a cash standpoint, that includes another $63,000 that came in February. So we had more cash to spend, basically. Spent $119,000 on equipment. We'll go through that item here in a minute. $41,000 on oil, and then other road stuff, so some cattle guards and whatnot for $21,000. Other maintenance for $19,000. So anyway, long story short, we're sitting on $108,000. And if you turn back to the last page, the checks, we had $28 in bank fees. That was a $3 statement fee and a $25 wire fee. And that wire fee was associated to the Ritchie Brothers snowplow that we bought for $37,000. And as a point of reference, I do have our account set up now to do electronic wires. So that can make it easier if we so choose to do this going forward. Spent $41,000 on oil, Craftco, and cattle guards were $19,000. He bought some ripper equipment from Lycox here in just a few weeks ago, in fact. I think that went on a road grader. $21,000 for roller milling. And then the rest of it would be our meeting fees tonight. And then he also wrote a check tonight for two walk and roll compactors that go behind road graders for $58,000. And that's everything we bought this year.
Do you know the rototilling or rototilling?
What road do you mean?
Yeah.
I thought
just grinding up asphalt.
Yeah, it was on the east side, I thought.
Because we bought some asphalt zippers twice so they could do it themselves a few years ago.
See if I got it.
Anyway, maybe they wore them out.
Roto milling three. Oh, that was out on the Brush Highway.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. WW Klein. That's all I've got. We got a little bit of money that's come in so far. $73,000.
So was the $108 the magnesium?
He said tonight they're gonna start chipping.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well good, I hope they got the oil bought.
Yeah,
he fall.
Said he's gonna start chipping. Chuckled because it's snowing.
Yeah. I know a couple.
They got a lot of cracks that'll need done, I know.
Yeah.
Walk behind rollers?
Walk behind rollers, I don't really know what they are.
I don't either.
They go behind the road grader. And it's a compactor.
When them, so they use those when they're chipping?
I have no idea.
So they use a big roller usually, but maybe when they're doing like a building base on the road. So they got a big contract with Forest Service, right?
The road department did?
Yeah.
Over in Gilmore?
Over Forest Service roads?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but they, I can't tell you the numbers because I'm telling you.
Sandra Ridge Road, they did a lot of work.
So that's probably what their rippers for. They usually bought one on the grader, they had to go through those mountain roads because they got it's a rocky, they just, to get any material up, they gotta tear them up first, anyway.
And then we also bought some equipment used, and it was from Ritchie Brothers too, as I remember, to take care of like washboard roads. So I think we just, they should have those now.
I wonder if that's what those
walk behinds are.
Walk behind the grader is.
It could be, because I didn't, I wasn't aware you guys were funding one, so, but that's about the right price.
We bought two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two of them there.
I think we have approved three.
Good, you'll have more money for your building then.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's the status of the building?
Oh.
I haven't heard for a while, or even been on there.
Well, they've just been trying to, you know, I mean, we either have to do something or not do something, and we decided to put the roof on.
So the roof's up?
It's up.
It's not up?
We're still having some.
Oh, I figured it was probably up and.
No, but it will be. The last I heard, we were still going through some motions trying to get everything down, and we had to do a little more DeMille, Jones and DeMille fitting. You know, they had to do a little more engineering to make sure that it was all on the up and up, and that it got, that did get approved about a month ago. So hopefully it will go ahead now. But it hasn't been touched since.
I figured it was probably on, and maybe the doors were up or something. But yeah, anyway.
Well, been a little process.
All right.
So what are we expecting to get any money in the next little bit?
Should. Yep.
Usually the first of the year we start getting.
Well, we should get another 60,000-70,000 probably in April or May. And then the SRS money should be rolling in.
Is that July-ish?
Mid-year-ish. Yeah. The last one came in June. I suspect we'll be about the same as we were a year ago. Maybe a little less.
Pretty close.
Maybe 700,000 or just close to that. So
maybe we'll get a bunch of money in this next, infrastructure bill.
We will, or?
Maybe, I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Or the county, anyway.
The county's getting 2.5. I don't know what the rules are totally yet.
Really? On the one that they're gonna pass?
The American, the Great American Rescue, that.
Is that the one that you're starting to talk about?
Probably.
The Great American Rescue? The government's gonna save us all.
It's been another $2 trillion.
Yeah. Great American Rescue.
Our poor children.
Yep. Great American Rescue. Let me see.
$2.5 million, huh? Boy, yeah.
2.5, and it is for a lot of different things. There's some things we can't use it on, of course, but.
That was the last one.
Is that all? Is
the states and local governments got?
This one went totally by the state, and went directly to that.
Local government.
Local
right, so that was in the last bill. I remember reading.
365
So is it like designated for specified uses or
infrastructure?
Yeah, it's different things. I wonder if I could. Do I have my information here? I'm just looking for something on here that I received. And you, we can't use it for lost, for taxes, like to lower our taxes in the county. You can't use it for things like that, but we can use it for lost revenue, for infrastructure. I mean, I'm waiting to hear what the rules are because we're going to have to, I hope we can buy some ambulances myself, but I don't know. We need at least one or two.
We just bought one. Didn't they just buy one?
No, just Parity. When I first got in, first year.
They're probably pretty expensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
180.
I swear I was talking to somebody that just said, oh, they just got a new ambulance.
Well, we, but, 2 years ago, I believe it, well, it was in the budget, and I believe it was delivered, you know, how long they take.
Yeah.
What do you do with the old ones?
They rotate them.
And they probably sell them off, too, yeah, if they have to, but we've got one, you know, we've got some broken down stuff over in Fillmore that needs to.
Do you trade them in or something there?
I don't think you can even trade them in. Sometimes they sell them on the
surplus
over surplus or whatever. But we can take out, you know, sometimes people buy your old stuff, of course, yeah. But anyway, we're kind of in a world of hurt, probably for one.
Well, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, you know, and it was based on all these states and counties that, you know, struggled through the pandemic when most of them didn't struggle at all.
Right.
But some did, mm-hmm. Some of the major cities, so they, oh, you got to give all this money. It's more dependent, federal dependency. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, well, where did we struggle? It's like our revenue didn't really drop.
About 20%, probably, with some things.
So that'll eat up part of that 2.5, and then you'll have X left over to. Mm-hmm. Can you spend it on anything, or?
No, it can't be anything. There's some guidelines. I don't know that we've had the firm. Mostly, I believe we just got that email about a week ago, and it told us what we as a county would be looking at.
Well, you can finish that building then, right? I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that is on my list, but.
It's just a big shell game.
I think that there's a lot of things, you know, we could do otherwise. So, but I.
So the county didn't need that building, in your opinion, then? Not that big of one. I think I already knew you felt that way.
I think I pictured something a little bit different.
Yeah.
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 You're recording this, right?
They already know. It's already out there. Oh, shoot. That will go on the next minutes, right?
Yeah.
So you can use all that money for all the impact fees for when they start building those units out there.
I don't know what we're going to do, but it will take some time to get that figured out.
Yeah. I assume the city's got some as well, or they're all getting some?
I don't know about the city, honestly. I saw what the county was getting. That's
how's your fairgrounds? Are they all done?
Getting close.
I'll have to drive out there and look at them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can end them on here. Yeah.
Well, so we were able to use some of the COVID money that we got to social distance out there. So we moved three bleachers so we can sit around three sides. And they also said that it'd be a good idea if you had another restroom area.
And you moved the announcer's box, right, over to
mm-hmm.
the other side?
South.
Yeah.
And the chute.
And the chute. So they basically turned it from this way and put it this way.
Yeah. Cut 50 feet out, 25 on each side.
Well, that's probably a little better. At least you won't be staring into the sun. You know?
Yeah. Other than that, one bleacher still will. But It just, anyway, it felt like a good thing to do. It was either use some of the money or give it back to some other county to use it. So we tried to utilize what was in the rules for us.
I was going to say, we can pave the road to my house if I move, so.
Yeah, there we go. One other thing with this meeting, though, two meetings ago, we talked about the bylaws were kind of messed up. I was going to have Pat, you know, or we need to get them straight, because it was confusing as to how somebody gets appointed, because it should be, you know, you guys would appoint us, but the bylaw says that you could actually, we serve at your
discretion.
It says pleasure, and that you can terminate us anytime. And I just thought, it looks too much like we're the county, and there needs to be separation so that there's not an issue. That's why we get the money we're separate from.
Yeah.
And Melissa, they didn't have her listed as a board member, just as a secretary, and she has to be a board member to be the secretary.
Well, sure.
That's what the bylaws saw. So Dean was going to go, she needs to be officially appointed in the commission meeting. And I hope that happened.
I have not heard it, but I'm
But we need to check and make sure that that happened.
I haven't missed a meeting, and I don't recall this.
So just, she needs to be appointed as an official member, isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the discussion we had? Because we could never find where she had been. And
that's how I remember it.
And then we had Randy, Brent, and Darren were going to be submitted in 2022. And then Gordon and I were going to be submitted in 2024 for our names again, too.
Yeah, so three of us were up in 2 years, and then the other two, so it were okay. And then if our term comes up and the commissioners don't like us, then they would just not reappoint us and pick someone else. They just can't come and fire you, though. And Dean's like, I've never seen this before. I don't know anything about this. And Gordon, I think, was here when that happened.
Yeah.
All right, there was the chair, and I think it was Commissioner Withers. I talked to him after, and he says, yeah, I was a commissioner then over that. And he says, I don't remember any of that. Just like,
so you still need your bylaws?
Yeah, we just need them.
Okay, and on the how we appoint them.
Well, do we need to just adjust the ones we have and submit them to the county?
Yeah, I think we could just submit them and, you know, make sure they're okay with Pat. And I was going to do that, I guess, or I was going to talk to him, but I forgot. I never have. So.
Okay.
Well.
Maybe we could submit them to you guys, and you guys could, you know, review them. You're the entity that created us officially, and we are, but we are an independent district. So we act as our own deal, but you guys still officially appoint us.
Sorry. You're good. I'm going to make it 6:30 if I'm going to be here on time.
Okay.
And Lauren Jensen, I think they will be able to boss. There were just three members, and it was all three, two commissioners and a secretary. And there was a deal that says, no, you can't. Instead of the separation, that's why you can get the other money. Because you're not a county. And then when I was in there, we changed it to 5 members.
Which is
and
good.
They have to be people that are in the unincorporated part of the county. Can't live in the city. And
it's a good board.
I tried to put that Monroe over there in Scipio. The old guy, what was his name?
Royce?
Vic. Yeah, Vic. So I got into it a few times and looked, you know, road issues over there. Well, the state was trying to close that overpass, you know. So Vic and I became friends, and I'm like, you know what, we can be good on that board. Well, I appointed him, and he came, and then somebody says, no, he lives inside the city over there. He can't be a board member. And I was pretty embarrassed. And he felt really bad because he wanted to do it.
Isn't he the one that passed away?
Yeah, he's
passed
away.
Anyway, good old Vic.
Yeah, I like it.
So, you kind of learn as you go. Sometimes we make mistakes.
So, are you going to do the bylaws then? You're going to look at them and pick some more?
Well, we got
a copy.
We got a copy because we kind of we had a motion there and kind of changed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we probably just need to have Pat look at him.
Yeah.
And then we'll send him to you.
Just email him to him. He'll be glad to do that, I know.
All right.
Okay, Gordon.
Hello.
You're in charge now.
Who is?
You.
I am?
Yeah, it's number, item number 5 on the agenda. So.
Where's the...
All in favor?
Aye.
That was pretty special.
Is it the agenda, right?
What? No, it's right there on the front of the agenda.
He emailed it to you.
Chairperson change, right there.
You can't do it.
No, we do that all the time.
That was the biggest railroad job you ever did.
And you've got that down, aren't you?
Actually, when I put him in his chair last time, it was actually faster than that.
I like that. The way he gets stuff done.
I make a motion that Gordon serve as the chair.
I'll make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you're it.
As of now?
As of now.
Okay. What's our next item of... business.
Other business and then adjourn.
Probably no other business, is there?
I don't think so.
Did you go through the budget already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did all that.
There isn't much.
And the bylaw's going to go to Pat?
Yeah.
When's our next meeting?
It's up to you.
No?
It's normally like in June.
I was going to say, it's nearly once a quarter, isn't it?
Yeah.
So will you be our counsel?
I really am not. I'm just here in substitution to let you in and to be here tonight. But
well, we appreciate you being here.
Well, I enjoy coming to whatever I can, so thank you.
Yeah. And Brandon, did he come in at all?
No, he had a funeral.
Oh.
He had some funeral he had to go to.
Okay.
Yeah. Or something like that.
I do have a request that we start our meetings at 6:30. I don't get off till 5:30, so for me to be here on time.
Well, you're in charge, you can fix that.
So 6:30 from now on.
Okay.
Please.
You know, and even since it's time changing to be summer, 7's all right with me.
Yeah.
We could even do that as well.
So where to work.
All right. So we've covered everything on the agenda?
Yeah.
No old business, no new business, no.
We gave everybody a raise that was in the room.
That's another problem, Jeff.
Took money away from the guy that worked in the room.
The commissioner here really presented a bill we thought was good and fair, so we went with it.
All right. Is that okay?
Well, if there's no other business, then I'll make a motion, or accept.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.